Oh, my love. I'm sorry. I just had to come see you again. That call that interrupted our prior date through the solar system? That really was my supervisor's. They chewed me out pretty bad, and it wasn't good. The long and short of it is, I've been recalled. In a few of your days, once I've compiled my research and made the last of my studies, I will be making the return trip to the Foundation. And I will likely be stripped of my rank and titles and possibly worse. But I just had to see you one more time. I'm sorry. No, I'm sure everything will turn out. I'll figure out something. They said that I violated the Prime protocols. And yes, I suppose I did, because, well, to be honest, I really shouldn't have transported you up to my ship in the first place, and the memory wipe on you, it didn't exactly take. That was a big mistake on its own. Once I found out that it didn't take, I was supposed to eliminate you and not further my research. So, mistake after mistake after mistake, and it's forbidden for me to even transport down to your planet. And really, taking on a form of native is only reserved for advanced agents that are supposed to do advanced recon and more advanced surveys, and I kind of violated that protocol as well. I violated about 38 different protocols. And they also chewed me out for allowing this body's emotions to get the better of me, which, it's true, this human form has thrown a lot of interesting emotions and hormonal factors at me that I was not exactly prepared for. And it's been difficult managing them, I do admit that. But it's okay. Everything's going to be okay. Don't worry about it. No, I'm not exactly trained for the use in doppelganger units like this. It's a lot more than I was expecting. I'm trained in basic planetary surveys. I didn't lie to you about being a xenobiologist. I do study alien species like your own. It's just, I tried to use a lot of tools that were beyond my expertise, and it got the better of me. And my supervisors found out, and like I said, they've recalled me, and in 3 of your days, I won't be here anymore. Which also means I've been ordered to tie up any loose ends. I need to erase your memory from the past What's it been? A few weeks that we've known each other? And if I'm unable to do so, then I need to find a way of eliminating you. If by any means necessary. And if I'm honest, I don't think I can do that. This thing that you call love, it's overriding all of the protocols that I've always followed. And it's just, it's so hard looking at you and thinking, I have to take away all of your memories or take away everything that you are. I can't do that to you. I know the protocols are everything to my people. They ensure our survival and... I can't do it. I came here to say goodbye and... There has to be another way. I know that most of your people don't even believe that there's life out there in the rest of the galaxy, but there has to be a way that we can coexist. Most of my people don't even like to coexist with the rest of the life in this galaxy, but we've found ways of doing it. Even with the technological and biological differences between everyone, there's ways of doing it. Besides, you're one out of 8.4 billion humans on this rock. Even if you had proof that I existed, no one would believe you. And you have no proof, so you have nothing to remember me by except your memories. And with your mental patterns, even those will fade with time. That's sweet of you to say, but no, you will eventually forget. That's just how synaptic patterns and physical brains work. Eventually, 20 rotations, 40 rotations, maybe 60, you will forget me, and no one will be the wiser. Time heals all injuries, is it again? No. My bivalve, with how my synaptic patterns and my mind works, with my main body's cybernetic enhancements, that's where the true problem lies. I will remember you for thousands, if not millions, of your cycles. And I will remember this look on your face. The salt water leaking from your sensory orbs. I wish my supervisors could understand. I wish they could stand where I'm standing right now and feel what I'm feeling. But they're quite literally on the other side of the galaxy. There's no way that they could understand. They don't have the same emotions pumping through their minds, the same hormones. They've never had the opportunity of loving a life form such as yours, or tasting the fruits of your labor. They've never had chocolate or cheese. We have something similar to your pasta, but the things you do with it... Oh, your people are truly etherically inspired. And you, my love... Oh, I would give up anything and everything for you. If I could throw away my true form and live in this facade of a body for the rest of my aeons, I would do so. But I could not do so. That is a limitation of our differences. However, I wonder. I wonder. A sudden idea has come to me. Perhaps our differences are not quite so different in a few ways. Your brain does work on synaptic patterns, and your nervous system isn't too different throughout your body than my people's. There's some differences, yes, but... I wonder. I would have to speak with some of the scientists I'm familiar with, but... If you were able to give up your life on this planet, would you be willing to? Just a little food for thought. I do so enjoy your colloquialisms. And I do enjoy researching you and everything that you enjoy. And perhaps there is a way that I could continue my investigations. And solve the little problem that I have of the Prime Protocol violations. Of course, it would mean violating them further, but I think I could talk my way out of it. Oh, my dear, you look a little nervous. That is nervousness, isn't it? Don't worry. Everything will be okay. I will make sure of it. Everything will be perfectly fine with you in my arms. And by arms... I mean all of them. I'll have to pull some strings, and I'll have to reword some of my reports. Yes, I think I'll have to rewrite all of my reports. Yes, but I think, for your sake, it will be quite worth it. Oh yes, you are worth risking everything for. Don't worry, dear. My love, you are worth sacrifice everything for. My bivalve beats only for you now. If you'll excuse me, I seem to have a lot more work to get done in the next 3 cycles. I'll see you soon, my love. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you go, never gonna stop kidnapping you, never gonna turn around and stop watching you, never gonna stop loving you.